Megillah Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Ben Ir Shaholach Lekrach, a person that's from the city where they would read on the 14th, if he goes to a walled city where they read on the 15th, or Uven Krach Shaholach Leir, or Ven Krach that normally is a Chiv on the 15th, goes to a city on the 14th, Im Osid Lachzer Limkomo Korei Kimkomo. This is on a person that's planning this, so he's taking everything into account. If he knows that he's going to return to his place, the Rav explains that he will leave the temporary city that he's in. So let's say he's a guy from the second case, a guy from the walled city that's now in a regular city of the 14th. So he normally reads on the 15th. It's the walled city of the 14th. It's the night when people read the Megillah at night. But he planned this in advance that he knew he'd be out of that city before dawn. He would leave there while it was still night, before daybreak. Im osid lachzer limkomo. If in the future he's going to be back in his place, korei kimkomo. He reads like his own place. V'im lav korei imayin. And if he's not going to leave the city that he's temporarily in, rather he's going to be there once it's day, then he reads like the place that he's in. He's called the Paras Ben Yomo. And in that case, he'd read on the 14th. Now, what about vice versa? A person on the 14th from the city, so let's say the week before he knew that he's going to be traveling, and let's say he knew he'd be in the walled city from the 13th through the 14th, and even in the walled city, the night of the 15th. So he reads on the 14th, even like the Rav explains, even if he's sitting in this walled city, he would read by himself on the 14th, since he's not going to be in this walled city in the morning. He's going to leave before, and he's not called the Paras Ben Yomo. But if he knows that he's going to be there on Tesvav, he would read with them on Tesvav, and he would wait till they read the Megillah. This is the way the Rav learns. Now, what's interesting here, Kiv Eiger brings the Ran and the Rosh, the Nirmedaktik from the Rif, that this is specifically if it was planned. What happens if it was just something that wasn't planned? If he never planned it out, then he would always read like his main place. Mishnah continues, Umehechen kare adam es megillah v'yotze ba yidei chavasas. So from where does a person need to start reading from the Megillah to be yotze? Rabbi Meir Omer Kul. Rabbi Meir says you have to read the whole Megillah, which the Rav says is how we paskin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mi ish Yehudi. Rabbi says from the where it says ish Yehudi, hayo b'shushan abira. Rabbi Yossi Omer mi achar dvar ma'ela. Rabbi Yossi says you need to start reading from where the Megillah says mi achar dvar ma'ela, where it starts talking about Haman.